You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 107 of Destiny Pizzas. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2015. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for our summer movie box office pool thing. Let's start it off with Edwin. Some other people sent me theirs, but I can't find them right now, so I'm not going to read them right now.
Go with what we got.
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Oh, I totally forgot about some of the movie. I feel like an idiot now. So, premise. It was, since it was from the beginning of May, we all got the information about, like, Avengers. Mm. So that kind of helps out people.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for Edwin because he had Tomorrowland really high on his list, and that didn't work out well for him. So number one, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number two, Minions. Number three, Jurassic World. Number four, Inside Out. Number five, Ant-Man. Number six, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Number seven, Tomorrowland. Number eight, Pitch Perfect 2. Number nine, Mad Max Fury Road. And 10, Pixels. His wild cards are San Andreas, Terminator Genesis, and Fantastic Four. He did it in a nice Excel spreadsheet.
All right.
You want to go?
I'll do mine. I got...
Wait. Let me pull mine up, and then I can compare.
Yeah. You want to do one for one? Or, like, I
do... Oh, yeah. Let's do one for one. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go from the top?
You got it up? You want to go from the top?
Yeah.
All right. Avengers?
Yeah.
Minions?
No. I got Ant-Man.
And then I got Inside Out?
Nope. I got Jurassic World.
And then I got Jurassic World.
Then I got Inside Out.
Then I got Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Same here.
Then I got Pixels.
I got Terminator.
Then I got Ant-Man.
Then I got Minions.
Then I got San Andreas.
Then I got Fantastic Four.
Then I got Ted 2.
Then I got Magic Mike XXL.
Then I got Fantastic Four.
Then I got Pitch Perfect 2.
All right.
What are your wild cards?
Wild cards, Entourage, Spy, and Terminator Genesis.
I put Tomorrowland, Pixels, and Straight Outta Compton.
All right.
I have hopes for the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Straight Outta Compton.
I realize what a fatal mistake I feel like Magic Mike XXL was, but I don't know. I think the first movie made a lot of money.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they made a sequel, so.
Yeah. An extra, extra large sequel.
Yeah. I mean, there's always surprise movies in there that you're like, wait, what? Like, I never heard of Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah.
Until.
I think, didn't you? Or no.
No, wait, it was Usher. Like Usher, I think. And we're like, I feel like I should put Entourage.
But I think Entourage might not do well because it was really so late.
Yeah. After the That's TV why I put shows. It as a wild card because I don't think it's going to do anything, but I don't know. I don't know people who are still like, Entourage, I'm way into that.
I was thinking about Viking Quest the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just yelling, victory. Yeah.
But I could see a turnaround where people could be like, yeah, bro, I'm jumping on the Entourage bandwagon again. They're back. They're back, guys.
Yeah. On like HBO, I like bought HBO Now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, watch Game of Thrones, watch Silicon Valley, watch Bill Maher, watch all of Entourage. Get ready for the movie and stuff like that. And I'm like, holy crap, who's going to watch, like, what was it, 8 seasons or something?
It's so much. It's crazy how much and, of like, that show they made.
Was really crappy.
Yeah. Yeah. There were only a few good seasons, like.
Like when he was really struggling.
Like,
as soon as he started with cocaine, I'm like, I'm out of the show.
Yeah. It went downhill real quick.
Well, I think that's also when I started following Sasha Grey on social media, and then people are like, you're such a bad influence on Vinny Chase. I'm like, wow, these people are like. I thought I had no life. Some of these people have like really no life. Yeah. Like, why are you talking to a character on a show and telling them that they're a bad influence on another character in a fictional show?
See, that's what people... Because that was really one of the first shows where people like play themselves a lot.
But I don't think she played Sasha Grey, right?
Yeah, she was herself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like a porn star and everything.
Oh, interesting.
Like in the show.
Which is because I think she retired at that point.
Yeah, but I think she still was in the show, apparently, because that was, like, the whole beef or whatever. I don't know. It was really weird.
That was strange.
That was, like, the second last season. Like, those last few seasons were weird.
Yeah.
And that show got weird. And they were, like, talking about a movie in that last season, and they didn't do it till just now. And it feels like it's been so long.
Yeah.
But we shall see what happens there.
So next week, since it's Memorial Day week, you could tell we recorded this on Monday. How about your favorite war movie?
Yeah.
Or maybe after war, too. So, like, maybe you choose Jarhead.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not really a war movie, but it takes place in a war.
Yeah.
Just or you could even choose, like, movie. Winter Soldier. Because Anthony Mackie is a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be just movie with a soldier in it, or movie with any...
veterans.
Any connection.
And then if explain you can, the connection.
Yeah, if you have an argument for that...
I already have one.
Do it. Exactly.
Got it. Done.
All right. Perfect. Sit. Don't tell us now.
Yeah. Because it's a movie I love, and I think it's an underappreciated movie.
Hmm. All right. I got to think on mine. I got a week.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's it.
We'll see who wins our pool.
That's quick. 5 minutes. Jesus.
Let's talk about something. Damn, really?
Let's talk about something. Oh, no. Summer movie. You want me to, like, read a... You want me to find articles that praise Tomorrowland, and then we could say, like, oh, what did you say?
So stupid.
I can't believe... This is the first time I read in 2 decades that a movie has made less than $40 million. That no movie has made over $40 million this weekend.
That is really hard to believe. Because it's Memorial Day weekend. I mean,
you think, like, what else are you doing?
Yeah. Like, people got...
No, everyone wasn't in Big Bear.
Yeah, exactly. Was it everyone like us? And they're like, we're going somewhere.
Let's just stay inside and watch Netflix.
Yeah. Who needs new movies? We got old movies.
Which is funny because, like, we were talking trash about my parents because I was like, oh, yeah, my parents just come up here and watch Netflix. And they're like, they could do that at home.
Yeah.
And like, that's what we did.
Yeah. We were doing the same exact thing.
Yeah. Let's see what else should we discuss.
I don't know.
Oh, I bought a new print today. Art print.
Yeah.
I've been buying a lot of art prints lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Oh, you got to put those Star Wars ones up. Yeah. Did you put those up?
No, I have.
You should put those up.
I might just put, I don't know. I need to buy frames.
Yeah.
It's so expensive to buy frames.
Yeah.
Like, all three art prints for the Star Wars one cost like $100, right? Mm-hmm. The frames alone, from like cheap frames from Amazon,
mm-hmm.
like $25 each.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's like almost as much as the print itself.
Yeah, it's the same for the frames as the prints.
But I bought this one that I was really excited about. It's by this person, this artist called 100% Soft. And he had this art gallery opening at Gallery 1988. And he had a Kill Bill print, which I really liked. Mm-hmm. And it's done in like a Japanese, like... style.
Mm-hmm.
Like really okay. Cute looking style.
Yeah.
And he released some artist proofs this morning for $40, so I bought one.
Cool.
I was like, $40 isn't too bad. And I bought like a King Kong one, and my other King Kong one came in, and my Star Wars ones came in. I was going to buy a Beatles one that looked really cool from Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a Twilight Zone one that I like too.
There's a bunch of like pop culture art type stuff.
Yeah. That's the only kind of art I buy, apparently. Yeah. Because, what's the point?
You have to like get something that's cool. Yeah.
Might as well get something that you like looking at, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's really the point of art. Or if you're like Kingpin and art that makes you...
It reminds you of your like abusive childhood.
Yeah.
Did you hear about how Daredevil was the highest rated... Is now the highest rated show on Netflix?
I heard about that.
And I think it's like the third highest rated show on IMDb.
Man. That's after, hard to believe. Like, I loved it and everything, but like is it ahead of Breaking Bad? It's ahead of like
I think it's like Game of Thrones, like, Breaking Bad, and then like Daredevil.
And I feel like,
or something like that.
I feel like there's more traction for those shows, and I still feel like Daredevil still under the, like for mainstream people, like under the radar. Because you hear everyone talk. Because I think they some people just
right now it's number 5. But you want to know what the top 50 shows viewed on IMDb?
Yeah.
Right now it's Game of Thrones, then Arrow, then The Flash, then Supergirl, then Daredevil, then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, wow, really?
So that list makes no sense. But I think rating wise,
like
I don't know.
That's like a superhero list in Game of Thrones.
I don't know where I found it. But like top rated TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there just like a rating, like all time rating or something?
Yeah, but it wasn't on their app. Let's see. Highest rated TV series. Oh, top. Whoa, this list is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Highest rated TV series with at least 5,000 votes. I'm going to say the top 10, okay? Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad, number one. Game of Thrones, number two. The Wire, number three. Yeah. Sherlock, number four. Mm-hmm. True Detective, number five. Last Week, Tonight with John Oliver is number six. Sopranos, number seven. Number eight, can you guess what it is?
No idea.
Rick and Morty.
Really?
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
That is so great.
Wow.
And then it's Avatar, The Last Airbender, and it ends with Leyla Meknun, which is a Turkish television comedy series set in Istanbul. I don't know where... Oh, Daredevil's number 16 on the list, though. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I mean, it's like twice as bad. It's twice... Rick and Morty is like twice as good as Daredevil, right?
They're different. I mean, it's hard to say how to compare those things. I feel like people who... Those get so high because people are so passionate that have seen it, I would guess. Like, people who've seen Rick and Morty are like, Rick and Morty's awesome.
I thought we were... Weren't we hanging out with someone this weekend who's like, I saw one episode, I didn't really get into it.
I don't remember that. That could have happened, but I don't remember that.
I want to say, I forgot who it was, though. Mm-hmm. I think it was Ryan who said that.
Well, I found out Brian doesn't like Back to the Future, so...
That was so crazy!
I know!
That was
that
like
blew my mind. I was like, he's like, you guys talk about it too much. Well,
it's like the best.
It is awesome. And I feel like we don't even talk about it enough.
Yeah. I would like to make a podcast announcement. This podcast is officially the Back to the Future podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Destiny Pizza. I mean, it is now called Dehydrated Pizza. That's what we are.
Yes. It is the year 2015 after all.
Yeah. It's only appropriate that I get my feet tattooed as the Nike McFly shoes.
No, but I feel like you're really behind the eight ball if you don't like Back to the Future and then you watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of behind the eight ball.
Because it's like Rick and Morty is just based off of Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was just, Brian who said he didn't like it.
That makes sense. I don't remember hearing that, but
like,
that makes
Rick
sense.
And Morty is so not dark.
It's back still to not, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good like jumping off point, but then you're like, it's way
different.
Crazier because like...
There's aliens and guns and sex.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sex in Back to the Future 1, but...
Yeah.
Not really, kind of. It was, like, really strange.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Brian doesn't like it. He's like, that just makes me uncomfortable.
He's like, I don't want to watch that scene.
He's like, what's wrong with all these weirdos?
What's going on? Hey, why do they like that stuff? It's weird.
You probably like Psych a lot, too. So, yeah. 12 minutes is more respectable than 5.
There you go. That's the discussion.
You guys got 7 more minutes out of us. For our discussion. Come back tomorrow for some This Week in Movies and Now and trailer talk. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.